FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. We're talking about the Parks and Recreation Department today, and Christmas is definitely in the air at the Parks and Recreation Department. And right here at the beginning of the program, let me mention, and we're going to mention this all throughout because this is the big thing to remember. I mean, everybody wants to save money. And Bart Feit, you have a way for people to really save money.
Yes, sir. We've got a great deal that's going to start December the 10th on your monthly or yearly passes at Sports Common Patterson Park. So, you know, if you want to, you can buy a year and get a year free, or buy 6 months, 6 months free. But on the monthly or yearly passes, if you want to split that with someone, we'll be glad to take your name and pair you up with somebody. But it's a great deal that, you know, start your year off right and, you know, get healthy and fit for 2013.
So right now, all this month, you can get buy one, get one free.
No, it starts December the 10th.
The sale will start
at Sportscom and Patterson Park on the month your yearly passes.
Okay, so don't jump the gun.
Right.
December the 10th.
That's when it starts, yes, sir.
Okay, December 10th through when again?
It'll be through the end of this year, the 31st.
Okay. Buy one, get one free. And you've been doing that for several years.
Yeah, it's probably around our 6th year that we've done that, and it's a great benefit to our customers that come you know, year round to pair them up with somebody and get a year for half price, so, or then get the 2 years for one price. So it's a great deal. It really helps. It helps get people in the facilities, get them enjoying our what we've got to offer, and hopefully, you know, keep them there for years to come.
And for people who are wanting to give the gift of good health, do they get something tangible when they buy those so they can wrap it up and give it to somebody?
They do. We have their gift certificates. If you want to buy that for somebody, we can give them a voucher, and we'll put their name on it and have an envelope. It'll say a gift for you and give it as a Christmas gift. We have a lot of those that we do sell during this time of year.
And where do you get these?
Get those at Patterson Park or at Sportscom. Just come to the front desk. All our front desk staff will be glad to help you with it.
Okay, sounds like a winner to me. If that's not enough excitement for you with the holiday spirit in the air, we have Terry Womack with us, who is just bubbling with all sorts of Christmas programs. Terry, you've outdone yourself this year with the Sunshine Plays.
Well, we do have two shows this year, Bart. One of them opens this Friday. And it's called Just a Little Christmas, and it's scenes from all the past Christmas shows that the Sunshine Players have done. And it runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. And the tickets are $7.50 for adults, $6 for kids or seniors. And it's in the theater at Patterson Park. And the shows on Friday and Saturday night are at 7, and the show on Sunday is at 2. And then we get 2 weeks in between, and we're going to do a Christmas carol December the 14th through the 16th in the theater at Patterson Park. And the show date, the times are the same, 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, 2 on Sunday. The unique thing about the Christmas carol is we have adults in the cast, and we have a returning Sunshine player, Michael Shirley, is playing Scrooge.
Wow, I remember when Michael was a little kid.
I know. And his son is in the play, and his brother Stephen is in the play,
yeah.
And Stephen's son Jordan, and then Elizabeth Williams, who was a Sunshine player who now works for me, she had to take a part because somebody dropped out, and her mother's in the play. And so it's kind of a family affair there
old
for
home.
The Christmas carol. Yes, Old Home Week. So we think having a Christmas show where we invite back Sunshine Player alumni is the way we're going to go. So we expect to see Kristen next year, okay?
I will pass that on to her. Yeah. Why don't you call her and ask her? You probably have more influence.
So we have two really good shows coming up. We got about, there's 27 people in the cast for Just a Little Christmas, and there's about 35 people in the cast for Christmas Carol, so...
Now, do you need to get tickets in advance, or do you just get them at
you
the door?
You can just get them at the door if you want to. We'll be there. The box office opens an hour before the show. Mm-hmm. So if the show is at 2, the box office opens at 1. If the show is at 7, the box office opens at 6. Then we open the house at 30 minutes before the show. We haven't had a run on tickets in a long time, so if you came at 6:30, you could buy your ticket and get in the door pretty much too. So
okay, so what is it, 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday and 2 o'clock Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, so circle these dates, November 30th through December the 2nd, Just a Little Christmas, and these are from the various Sunshine Player productions over the past years, and then December 14th through the 16th, A Christmas Carol, classic. And made even more classic with some returning Sunshine Players.
Yeah, it should be really interesting to see. Michael and Tristan were talking about it, and Tristan said, "You mean I was younger than you were, Daddy, when you started?" He went, "Yeah, I guess so, yeah."
That's pretty neat.
So that was pretty fun. So those should be good. We have those. And then... we've been doing a program at Canonsburg called Pioneer Kids, and Nate's going to talk a little more about Christmas at Canonsburg, but some of our Pioneer Kids are going to be dressed in period costume and doing some storytelling that they've been learning at the Christmas at Canonsburg. And I also want to mention a library workshop that's happening Saturday, December the 8th. And we're going to do copper enameling. And it's a really cool project. It just costs $4 to take the class. You can't even buy a piece of copper for $4. And it starts at 10:30. It's in the children's area of Lineball Library. And we have in the Rec Connection the ages are 8 to 12. But I'll take 8 to 112 if I can get to people who want to do it. So I know there's a bunch of seniors out there who've taken copper enameling. And if they're interested in taking this class, too, they just need to go to the Lineball Library and sign up for the copper enameling class. So.
Okay. And what is the date on that again?
It is Saturday, December the 8th from 10:30 till noon.
Okay.
And they need to be signed up by Wednesday so that we make sure we have enough supplies for everybody. So.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, for people who want to be a part of the Sunshine Players and haven't signed up yet, are there... age, limits?
Our general ages of Sunshine Players is 4 to 17. Like I say, some shows we do include a little bit older, but as most part,
like
4
Michael
to 17.
Michael Shirley.
Yeah. He's a little bit older than 17.
Just barely.
Just barely. Ages 4 to 17, you can sign up at any time you want to. For membership at Patterson or Sportscom or the main office. You have to be a member to audition for the shows. And if you take acting classes, you get a discount if you're a member. So membership continues. We have new auditions and acting classes starting in January, which I'll be back in a month or so to tell you about those.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, we get new people all the time. So,
and this really, you've told us before, but there may be somebody new listening who didn't hear it. Why is being in Sunshine Players, how can that help you?
I think it helps give the children a lot of confidence of having been on stage, of doing public speaking, of making new friends. I mean, I have some that tell me that was the best time of their life, and they met lifelong friends in Sunshine Players. We teach them the basics of being on stage so that they can go audition anywhere and feel comfortable in doing that. So We're a teaching theater kind of deal, so, and we're, I guess we sort of look out for kids, and we don't like to share with other activities, but we work around scouts and dance and church and choir and all that stuff. We don't keep kids past 8:30 or 9, you know, and we don't rehearse. You don't come to rehearsal unless you're in that scene, because I don't want you sitting around, and I'm sure your parents don't want you sitting around, and, you know, so.
And you get the ability to speak before the public, and that can help you in so many ways in life.
Yes. I had a girl one time, a teenager. I never saw anything but the top of her head from auditions through the whole play. She just would not look up. You know, she knew her lines and stuff, but there was no expression there. Well, then after the new year, she came skipping in the theater, and she said, "You know, I had to stand up and give a book report, and I made an A, and I had to do this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 and I made the team for this and that," which I think gives her confidence of having been on the stage with other people watching you, this, that, and the other, to build up your self-esteem to be able to accomplish other things. I have a lot of Sunshine Player kids that have gone on to do theater or theater-related work as their career. Then I have others that did it for a while, and they went on to do something else, but talk about how the Sunshine Players help them prepare for their other lifestyle. And I do have to bring up Kristen, because I think when she was interviewing for jobs, and Leanne said, "Aren't you nervous?" And she said, "Well, no, I stood up in front of all those people and did plays, and why would I be nervous of talking to one person?" So
it makes a difference.
I think it just builds a lot of self-confidence, and we give children opportunities if they also sing or dance or play an instrument. We try to work that into the play so they can utilize all their talents.
So get with Terry Womack and find out more about Sunshine Players. How can they get in touch with you?
They can probably email works the best. It's TWOMACK at MurfreesboroTN.gov, or you can call the office at 867-7244, I think. Yes, 867-7244. We're in and out of the office.
Now, are you at Patterson Park?
My office is at Cannonsburg.
Cannonsburg, okay.
But we do theater at Patterson Park. So I'm back and forth, so email's best way to find me, because I'm usually quicker to respond to that than phone calls. But you can call, and
very good.
We'll try to get back with you.
So circle these dates also. You know, these are Sunshine Player Productions, which is a part of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, November 30th through December the 2nd. That's this weekend. And that's just a little bit of Christmas. A little bit of everything from earlier Sunshine Players productions, November 30th through December 2nd. And these are all at the Patterson Park Theater. Great theater, by the way. And then Christmas Carol, December 14th through the 16th, also at the Patterson Park. We'll have those on our
And this is our 24th year, Bart, of doing children's theater. So, you know, I've raised quite a few children. And
you've done a good job.
Oh, thanks. So I'm waiting on Kristen to come back and then get Eloise started.
I tell you, she will not be a bashful player. You won't see her head.
Well, that'd be great.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Bart.
Terry Womack visiting with us. Let's talk a little about some other activities coming up. Kyle Goss, did I pronounce your name right?
You did.
Great. Good to have you with us, Kyle. And in addition to Kyle, Bart Feitz with us too. And one of the big events coming up, the Santa Splash and Dash. What is that?
It's over at Patterson Park for kids aged 7 to 13. It's a great place for the parents to feel free to drop their kids off in a safe environment to get some last-minute Christmas shopping done. We'll feed them. You know, we got pizza, dessert. We'll do an arts and craft. They'll have plenty of time to swim. They're in a supervised environment. It's just a great time.
Splash and Dash. Okay, and then another thing that you're here to talk about, and Bart's here to sort of fill us in even more, the Polar Bear Plunge. I don't think I've missed any of those. Haven't participated, but I haven't missed any of them either.
You should give it a try.
Tell us what that is. There may be one person who is not familiar with the Polar Bear Plunge.
Well, on January 5th, we're all going to line up around the outdoor pool at SportsCom and jump in.
That makes perfect sense to me. January the 5th, you line up, and what was the temperature like? It seems like it was sort of bad last year. Oh, I don't mean bad. Wintery. That's
42 or 3, I think, somewhere around there.
Maybe it was a year before.
It was really bad a couple of years ago.
Yeah. The year before that, we had the flowers on, and they were spraying out, and that's one of our water features. And it was just ice coming down.
Yeah.
It was. I remember we had to winterize the pool pretty much directly after, within 30 minutes after it, to keep everything
And it was
freezing.
Snowing, I think, when everybody was walking out.
That was a very, very cold year.
But, really, what's a few degrees? If you're out there, if it's 30 degrees or 35 degrees, and you're jumping into the pool outside, they're both cold.
Needless to say, it's exhilarating both ways.
Yes, I've heard people say that. And it must be really invigorating because you have so many repeat customers.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people who do it every year. Bart is one who's jumped pretty much every year.
We're talking about Bart Fight.
Bart Fight, yes, Bart Fight has jumped just about every year. And Bart Walker, I've seen you out there pretty much every year.
You haven't seen me jump,
your excuse is always you've got the microphone.
I would not want to jump into the water with a microphone.
But, it's a great thing. Nikki and Kyle and the aquatic staff and the SportsCom staff do a good job getting the pool ready and put on the Arctic Adventure beforehand, which has just been a huge hit over the years. It starts at 8:30 in the gym, and we turn that gym into just a good place for families to hang out, drink some coffee. We have costume contests, we have games, we have prizes. It's just really a neat event just to go in the morning and just to enjoy the whole morning.
And it all ties into a good local cause as well.
Yeah, we... Kyle, if you want to talk about that just a little bit.
The admission to the event is just a non-perishable food item. You bring that in, that gives you admission to the entire thing. The Arctic Adventure, the Polar Bear Plunge, and that just gets donated directly to a local charity.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a family says, we want to come to the Polar Bear Plunge, we want to try the Arctic Adventure, we're not sure we want the second part, can they still come and if they bring the non-perishable food item?
Oh, yeah, they'd be more than welcome to participate.
Good. Okay. So you can do that. Just circle that date on your calendar, January the 5th, and as you build up courage, bring your swimsuit just to be safe.
Oh, yeah.
And in case the courage comes and you want to jump in. Now, this is over at SportsCom, and this is Bart Fight's territory. Bart, there are a lot of people probably who say to you, it's fine to jump in and all that, and all that's free, but if I want to stay and swim, just enjoy the leisurely, beautiful SportsCom pool, can they do that outside?
We don't have too many that hang around.
You're
outside
kidding.
After it's over. So, but we do open up the indoor pool right after it's open, and after the jump, and then they come in getting the heated pool inside, and that really they can swim there for it. We've got it open for another hour or so. They can swim, get back to normal temperature.
Now this is coming up January the 5th, so you need to circle that on your calendar. And it all benefits the city schools food bank, is that?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's interesting to see. We have T-shirt sales that day to really prove that you've completed the plunge. And
what does that say on it?
Every year it's different. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the design this year, but we've
got
to try to keep it pretty
some
secret.
Of it. One year we had Be Bold, Be Cold. And I said we ought to add Be Cool, Be a Fool. But it's a lot of fun. It's I think last year we had 400 jumpers, and you've seen them. They line around the pool and get their nerve up and count down and jump in and get out. But it's really exhilarating. Get your year started off right and like you've accomplished something, whether you have or not. It's really something to see if you haven't been there.
It's interesting, Bart. It's people always, I can speak from being in aquatics for years, but people always give aquatic staff grief for not jumping on the day of. But what they don't understand is that, I sympathize for Kyle and Nikki and the aquatic staff right now because they're in there every day right now cleaning it out, getting it ready for this. So they can attest that the water's getting cold and getting perfect for the Polar Bear Plunge.
And to make it even more perfect, you pour in ice.
Yeah.
Right before the job.
You know, the neatest feature now with the pool being renovated is that you can go down the slides, which is, I don't know if there's a one-word description, but exhilarating, I guess, is another just good word to explain that. That's a cold ride.
Yeah, nothing better than a slide on a 30-degree day.
Yeah, and, you know, the slides that we have are pretty fast, but on those days, they seem to go just a little bit slower, I think, when you're laying in that water.
That could only be topped with the anticipation of seeing how many gallons of water in that big bucket getting ready to fall on you.
Yeah, a lot of people try to stand underneath the bucket and take the water, but it's about 30 gallons that get dumped, so... It's a fun day. I know they work hard to get that thing ready, and it's one of our department's bigger events that we take a lot of pride in, and it's fun. Even if people don't want to come out there and take the plunge, just to watch it, it's a completely fine way to just start the new year.
You can be a part of an elite few, one of 400 or so in the entire area who are in the Polar Bear Plunge. Just be there on Saturday, January the 5th. Yeah, we'll talk more about that as we get a little bit closer. Tell you what, let's do. Let's pause and check on the traffic and weather. We will be back and continue the conversation about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. So many more things to touch on. We're going to be talking about Christmas at Cannonsburg. Just all sorts of things. Becky Johnson's going to be here with who knows what. We'll find out. Stay with us.
WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
It's the year-end celebration at Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield. Celebrate with a 2013 Ford Fiesta, a 2013 Ford Focus with 0% financing, a 2013 Ford Fusion, a Ford Escape, or the best-selling truck, the Ford F-150. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now it's time to celebrate with a great deal at Ford of Murfreesboro. Visit them online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Again, that's fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Bellatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Bellatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. Still have that multiple vehicle accident on I-40 West. It's on the entrance ramp. It's on the shoulder at Hermitage Avenue, but that's still causing lots of congestion. Also causing some problems for us, I-24 East at I-440 with a stalled vehicle on the shoulder. Lebanon Pike at Donaldson Pike, clearing an accident there. In Murfreesboro, very busy traffic still. I-24 at 96, Old Fort Parkway, Kaysen Lane. National Flight Training offers affordable flight instruction from FAA-certified instructors who work on your schedule at your pace within your budget. On National Flight Training, 366-9192. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine continuing across the listening area. Highs will reach the upper 40s with a north wind at 5 to 10. And we'll see clear skies tonight with lows near 31. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sandra Nicey. Right now, it's 41.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Murfree Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
This is George Plaster. Join me for Sports Night, weekdays 3 to 6, right after all sports talk at 2 here on WGNS.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And if you have any questions dealing with the Parks and Recreation Department, you can call now because we've got a whole group of experts to answer those questions. 893-1450. Now, Nate, what is Christmas at Cannonsburg? That sounds like something we don't want to miss.
That is absolutely something you don't want to miss. It's just kind of an old-style Christmas right here in the center of Murfreesboro, and Christmas at Cannonsburg has been happening for a long time, but last year we switched up kind of the timing of it and kind of the feel of it, and we do the event at night now. It's Friday and Saturday night, December 7th and 8th, from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's a really neat way, if you've seen Cannonsburg before and you haven't seen it in this way, to see it at night is a really neat thing when the lights are on. One of the things we're really excited about this year is that we have some Christmas displays that we've purchased that are going to really, you know, kind of liven up the Christmas spirit. So it's December 7th and 8th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's Friday and Saturday night. Okay. We do a hayride. We sell apple cider. And we also have some really unique, awesome, talented kids that provide entertainment. It's kids from our Murfreesboro City Schools that come and sing and do some performances. So it's an awesome thing. It's an awesome event. We have a lot of people, just like any big event that we have out there. We have hundreds of people that come. And just a great way to really kind of kick off the Christmas season. It's really, one of the best things about it is Santa Claus actually comes.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of stays in our Lehman House.
Oh.
You've been to the Lehman House before.
Oh, absolutely.
He camps out in there, and kids who want to come see Santa, they can come get their picture taken with Santa in a really interesting house that has a fireplace, and it's a really neat way to spend some time with Santa.
Yeah, that's the one that has newspapers on the wall for papered their walls back then.
And Santa really enjoys that room, and he likes the fireplace in there. It's warm and toasty, and
It's a great, the whole place, all of Cannonsburg is fascinating. It's a village if you haven't been there.
Yeah.
From the 1800s. I don't mean a little bitty village that you look at on a table. This is a full-size, real buildings that have been in other places used as this here in Rutherford County.
You know, all the buildings have come from somewhere in Rutherford County over the years, and we have some pretty old buildings, but Christmas at Cannonsburg is just a really unique time to come and kind of enjoy the village in a different way. And like Terry was saying earlier, we've had a program called Pioneer Kids happening. We've had just dozens of kids participate, and they're going to showcase some of the things they've learned by doing some storytelling in some of the buildings. And like I said, it's going to be fun to come around, look at the Christmas displays, hear some of the storytelling, and see some of these really talented kids that we have in Murfreesboro. Murfreesboro City Schools, the teachers do a great job getting those kids just learning music, and they're going to showcase that night.
That's December 7th and 8th, 7th and 8th of December from 6 until 9 in the evening. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm just wonderful. And you guys?
Doing great.
I was curious, are they talking any more about extending the Greenway north? I know they're working on getting it all the way to Barfield Crescent. But I had heard rumor that they're trying to make the Greenway extended out to the north some, and I'll just hang up and hear the response.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate the Greenway is one of our really popular venues in Parks and Rec, and it's probably got the most daily users. We're in the process of completing a Greenway Blueway Bikeway Master Plan. It's been going on for about 8 months now. And that plan does show over the next 25 years the extensions of where the Greenway will end up, ideally. Right now, the plan shows a lot of different things, and it will eventually expand north. We can't say exactly when, but it will eventually extend north, yes.
Okay. By the way, our number is 893-1450, and with us in this segment, Bart Feit is with us, Becky Johnson is with us, and of course, Nate Williams. And between the three of them, they will have an answer to whatever question you might come up with. 893-1450. Becky, you have a new rec connection.
Yes, our winter rec connection, which is December, January, and February, is now available to be picked up. We have it at all our facilities, Patterson, SportsCom, McFadden, the Wilderness Station, the Barfield Crescent main office. I'm in the process of getting them out to some of our other city locations. Later this week, they'll have them over at the Water and Sewer Department and the Fire Department. There'll be places all throughout town that you can pick up a hard copy of our new rec connection, which does take effect this Saturday, December 1st, with all of our programs for the next 3 months. And later this week, it'll also be available on the website at murfreesborotn.gov/parks, and they can download an electronic form of the reconnection so they know what's going on for the next 3 months. And we don't want anybody to miss anything.
If you want to be the first in your neighborhood to get this new Rec Connections, I understand that we have some here at the radio station.
Yes, I put some downstairs on the table, so when you come right in the door, they're right there on your right to pick some up. You
know, Bart, the first.
Another way to keep in touch with us is we're creating Facebook accounts for all the different areas within Parks and Recreation. So we have a Parks and Recreation Facebook page, an Athletics Facebook page. We have a Greenway Facebook page. And that's a great way to keep in touch with what's going on.
Sure, absolutely. So just what is that listed under? Go under Facebook and put it, Murfreesboro Parks?
Yeah, like Murfreesboro Athletics or Murfreesboro Greenway or Murfreesboro Recreation will come up and friend us, and we'll keep you up to date with information.
You know, people need to remember that the Greenway is enjoyable every season of the year. In fact, that's one of the beauties, how it changes with the seasons. And tell us, each one of you, whoever wants to chime in on this, what are you expecting? Have you been out walking the Greenway? Have you seen different animals, something? What has impressed you the most this winter season?
Yeah, I was out yesterday. I was looking at, we just completed some improvements on the Greenway at 84 Lumber, and the trail's just really smoothly. Had some rough patches come up, and that's been taken care of now. It's a good portion of the Greenway. That area has been repaved, and it looks just excellent. So, you know, as far as the animals, you see all kinds of, you know, animals. You see people fishing a lot. You see just the squirrels. Everything you could see this time of year is just beautiful. Every part of it is amazing.
So the section that was being repaired is finished, and all of that's open, so the entire Greenway is open again.
Yeah, and we're excited over the next couple months, like I said earlier. We should be unveiling that master plan. It's been a long work in progress as far as having some public meetings and getting some input from a lot of citizens. A lot of people use that on a daily basis. And I think the citizens of Murfreesboro would be really pleased to see what that plan shows. How the Greenway will be extended over the next 25 years, hopefully.
And this person who was calling in wanting to know about going to the north, I'm guessing he's looking at Smyrna and then eventually on to Nashville. Yes. So it has to go first to Walter Hill, doesn't it?
It would include something like that, going north. But it's amazing. So many people use the Greenway on a daily basis. We have so many people in Murfreesboro who are active and fit and want to use the Greenway as an alternative mode of transportation. You know, they would love to, if they could, have an easy connector to get on the Greenway to ride their bike to work on good days. And it's a great thing. It just kind of shows you to where Murfreesboro is, when the people that we have are into the fitness and they're ready to look at these different ways of getting around. And the Greenway is going to be a great way to do that.
So if you're trying to get to Walter Hill by way of the Greenway, the proposed route, would that be along the Stones River behind all of these subdivisions as you go along the Stones River till you get to Walter Hill?
Right. Then tentatively, I don't have the plan in front of me to show exactly what it would do, but it would extend along the river, yes.
Okay, so that's the reason I bring that up. That is a long stretch of Greenway.
It is. We've got such a great Greenway system. Our staff does a great job maintaining it, and it's a safe environment. People really enjoy that on a daily basis. It's a great place to go.
We are very fortunate to have the Greenway, very fortunate to have the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department, who continually get awards, state awards, national awards, just all sorts of things. It's a wonderful addition to the community, improving the quality of life here. And as you look at, I'm sure you must have a Christmas wish list at the Parks and Recreation Department, and maybe somebody listening could help to make that wish list, part of it, come true. What is on your wish list? Is there anything that is on the Parks and Rec? Bart, fight you.
Hey,
a huge list.
We work really hard to maintain what we have, and we're in the progress of entering a new capital budget, where we're going to be working on some improvements that people will see across the board. But
we are at SportsCom. It's our 25th year, 25th anniversary this year. So it's seen a lot of participation, a lot of people coming in and out through the years, and it needs some upgrading and refurbishing. So we're in the process, hopefully 2013, get the plans together, architects and everything, and have a total refurbishment of SportsCom, which you know, it needs the heating system, the roof, of course, our locker rooms. We're just going to – we've got our two – the pools redone. They're in great shape, but there's other parts of the building that we're hoping to improve, and that is on the plans for the near future. So I'm excited about that. Our customers are excited. So hopefully next year the plans and everything start getting together. Hopefully we can start 2013 somewhere starting to redo the SportsCom.
You know, I'm thinking people don't realize how big SportsCom is and McKnight Park. I didn't realize how big it was until you started having the 4th of July celebrations there. And that is a huge facility.
It's a big, you know, our facility's, you know, around 30,000 square feet. Of course, we've got the acreage behind us where we have the 4th of July. Like you said, and you drive on around, you see the Starplex, then you're going around there closer to the airport. We've got the football fields and some soccer fields. So it's a big part of our, you know, recreation plans and everything in the future to upgrade the whole park. So, you know, we're excited about that at SportsCom area.
Now, we have to think forward, and commercial encroachment sometimes is a part of growth. And obviously, there's a major retail construction about to begin right there in front of the airport with a new Walmart store, which, if we say it's right in front of the airport, it's right in front of Starplex. It's right in front of McKnight Park. Will there still be barriers of trees and things of that sort to keep the two separate?
I would think that there'll be some kind of barriers in between them to keep it as a park setting. I know here in a week or so we're going to have a public hearing at SportsCom in the meeting room for the people in that area about the new Walmart. So, but our planning department and everything, they're real conscious of keeping it as a park setting, and I know they'll work hard for that.
And do you still maintain the old soccer fields that are in front of the – is that part of just McKnight Park now?
That's part of McKnight Park. Back there in the back, closer to the airport, we have our football fields where we play our youth football, and we do have one soccer field back there people can practice on. But it's – you know, you drive on, but you can't see it from the road from Memorial. But there's a lot of acreage back in there, and, you know, a lot of participation on a daily basis.
You know, we talked, Nate, about walking the Greenway and seeing wildlife. I bet you could walk around McKnight Park and see deer and probably turkey.
A lot of turkey. That area of town is where I live, and we have a lot of turkey on that side of town. So it's a great year. We're excited about the next couple of years of upgrading, you know, not only SportsCom, but McFadden Community Center. We're doing some upgrades at Cannonsburg. We're about to open our new tractor shed, our newly renovated shed at Cannonsburg. So about to start moving the tractors back underneath that, and that'll be a neat venue for Cannonsburg. But we've got a lot of improvements, and you know, we're proud as a department. We've won a lot of awards over the years. Every year we seem to bring home some really nice, you know, accolades for the department. But you know, we wouldn't be able to do it if we didn't have the great city council and city management that believe in the benefit of parks and recreation for the community.
We're going to visit that tractor shed in just a moment, at least mentally visit it. And if you haven't been over to the tractor shed, you have missed something. And if you're thinking, what in the world is he talking about? That was a fascinating place when we had children, when Scott and Kristen were youngsters. They would love to go to the tractor shed and climb over the tractors and what have you. We'll be sort of checking that out in just a moment. Stay with us.
School sports, Blue Raider games. It's only on Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS AM FM, online.
Does your home have foundation problems?
bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
We'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine continuing across the listening area. Highs will reach the upper 40s with a north wind at 5 to 10. And we'll see clear skies tonight with lows near 31. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Deniske. Right now, it's 41.
Now's the time to spruce up your home before friends start arriving for the holidays. The place to start is Bell Furniture. My buddy, Perry Bell, over there sells first-quality name-brand furniture about half price every day. Beautiful Serta sectional sofas. Cherry dinette sets with four chairs. Half price every day with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters, on Rutherford County's home for MTSU sports.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Rocking back on a Tuesday, the 27th of November. Remember, the deadline to enter the Christmas parade is Friday. This Friday is the deadline to enter the parade. Don't let that one slip away. Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you today? Hello there. We're clicking in on the phone here. If somebody had a question or a comment, are you there? Hello? Yeah, we hear.
Hello?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I want your guest. Does he remember Grantland Rice Park?
Grantland Rice, Bart Fight does.
I do, Played a lot of softball at Grantland Rice Park.
Do you remember who ran the place down there? Got the field ready and at night and things like that?
Well, back in those days, of course, Mr. Ray Duffy was, a director back in those days. I know Sam Kerr was here, and, of course, Dennis Rainier was one of the workers, and myself. I was very young then, but it's been a while. But I know Mr. Duffy and Sam Kerr and Jack Jolly and Roger Hedrick, some of the guys around town helped get work for the parks.
Did you ever play down there?
Yes, sir. I was kind of a bat boy for the old pastime billiards softball team, and I played just a little bit. I was probably 15, 16.
Were you a catcher?
I was in Little League Baseball. This sounds like Mr. Jolly. Is this Mr. Jack Jolly? I thought I recognized your voice.
Okay. I'll shut up now. I'll let y'all go on. Thanks. Love you, buddy.
Thanks for calling. All right.
I tell you, he is a great guy. He has had a positive influence on so many youngsters in the community.
Oh, yeah. I remember they named the Oakland Baseball Stadium after him, and he came out, and there was a huge crowd for Mr. Jolly out there. A lot of people thought a lot of him and as a coach, and, of course, he was a scout for many years for Major League Baseball, but he knows his baseball, I can tell you that.
Coach Jolly, he would come sit in the aquatics office over at Patterson pretty much every day, and Spoke a lot of words of wisdom. Some of our young lifeguards really enjoyed sitting and talking with him. He's a great guy. Thank you for calling.
You can learn a lot from Jack Jolly. Just you know, letting it sort of slide off onto you. 893-1450 is our number if you have a question or a comment. And I want to remind people again, because sometimes people don't tune in for the entire program. I want to remind them again, Bart, about the buy one, get one free tickets.
Yes, sir. We're having that. Starts December the 10th. A couple of other small things I want to mention. We have our Customer Appreciation Day at SportsCom on Friday, December the 7th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're also having a holiday lock-in for your last minute Christmas shopping. If you want to drop the kids off ages 8 through 15, that's going to be Friday, December the 14th, and we'll starts at 7 p.m. that night and goes to the next morning, December 15th at 7 a.m., and you can start registering the first Monday in December for that. So, you know, that, and that's $20, but we have a big crowd for that. Last year we had around 40 kids, and they're all supervised. We swim, we play games, and we just have a lot of fun, and they a lot of them stay up all night. There's a few that get tired and go to sleep, but it's a fun night for all the kids.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Do you still bring canned goods out there to that plunge?
Yes, sir. You can bring the canned goods. It goes to the Murfreesboro City School Family Resource Center.
How many do you have to have?
Just one can will be fine, and we'll
how many you want to bring, huh?
Yes, sir, that'd be fine. It'll go to a local charity.
Yeah. Have y'all ever had who is the oldest person that's ever been out there?
That'd be an interesting category.
That's a good question. I think last year we had somebody that jumped. I know they were close to 80, I think. Wasn't me.
Yeah. what y'all do is give a 6 month sling, somebody, the oldest one, goes out there and jumps in.
That's a good idea. We'll look into that.
Well, I'll be out there if you do that.
All right, thank you.
Bart, have you ever jumped in it?
I have not jumped yet.
Okay, I challenge you to do it then.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
I think we've just got Bart about committed to jump after this morning.
Don't hold your breath.
Okay.
Oh, man, this has been fun, as it always is, and we want to remind everybody the great events coming up at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. The best way is to come by and pick up this new Rec Connection. It's here at the radio station right down at the front door when you walk into the station, a stack of them there. And, of course, the closest things happening is this weekend, November 30th through December 2nd. The Sunshine Players' Just a Little Christmas, and that's over at the Patterson Community Center. They also present A Christmas Carol, December 14th through the 16th, also at the theater at the Patterson Center. If you haven't been to that theater, you've missed something. I mean, that is a phenomenal theater. Customer Appreciation Day coming up December the 7th, from 9 until 1. We'll be telling you more about that holiday lock-in, giving you more time for shopping and what have you. December 17th, a Friday night starting at 7 and continuing overnight until the next morning, Saturday at 7 a.m. And of course, the buy one, get one free ticket sales. And those are good, you say, Bart, for gifts as well.
You'll yes, sir.
Get we'll a voucher.
Give something. You a voucher and you can get it as a gift.
Sounds like a winner to me. If people have any questions, what number can they call at the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department?
They may call 890-5333. That's our main office.
Very good. 890-5333. Want to say a special thank you to Bart Feit, Nate Williams, Kyle Goss, Terry Womack, Becky Johnson. Did I mention you, Nate?
I think so.
Okay. Well, didn't want to leave Nate out there. And to all the people who've called in, we thank you for making today's program possible. Stay with us. Much more to come. Now, tomorrow at this time, Rutherford County Mayor Ernest Burgess will be with us. You might even, I don't know, you might have a better chance of talking him into the polar bear plunge than me. We'll see you tomorrow. Truman comes up next. Stay with us.
Forever in me, ever the same.